You're listening to Outsource.
It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for the Opera Box coming up next.
Find more information on these events at outboulder.org.
Support comes from Emporium Presents, featuring Steve Earle and the Dukes at the Paramount Theater in Denver on August 22nd. Tickets at altitudetickets.com and the Pepsi Center box office.
Well, good evening and welcome in the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. And tonight, my playlist features characters who are in disguise, such as Leonora, the wife of the political prisoner Florestan, who disguises herself as a man to try to rescue her husband in Beethoven's Fidelio. And I've got dramatic and comic scenes by Richard Strauss, Wagner, Carl Nielsen, Puccini, and Rossini. Put on your dark glasses and join me now in the Opera Box.
Oh,
Iachino is in love with Marcellina, but she is in love with Fidelio. Marcellina's father, Rocco, hopes that Fidelio will marry Marcellina. The only problem is Fidelio is really Leonora, disguised as a man, hoping to free her husband from prison. That's the quartet from Act One of Beethoven's Fidelio. We heard the mezzo Christa Ludwig as Fidelio, Gottlob Frick bass as Rocco, Ingeborg Hallstein soprano as Marcellina, and the tenor Gerhard Unger as Iachino. Otto Klemperer conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra. And we're 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU, and I've got a playlist of operatic characters in disguise. Fidelio adopts a disguise for heroic reasons, but disguises can also be used for evil purposes. In The Twilight of the Gods, opera number 4 of Wagner's 4-part series, The Nibelung's Ring, the heroic Siegfried is tricked into disguising himself as Gunther, the king of the Gibichung. Gunther is looking to get married and needs to identify a woman of suitable nobility. Well, he learns of Brunhilde, the mortal daughter of the gods. She would make a noble wife, but she is surrounded by a ring of fire, which only Siegfried can overcome. Siegfried has the magic Tarnhelm, which allows him to assume any shape, but Brunhilde is Siegfried's wife. He's been drugged into forgetting her, and he agrees to disguise himself as Gunther and bring Brunhilde back to him. In this scene, Siegfried, disguised as Gunther, confronts Brunhilde and overpowers her. Now, Siegfried is sung by a tenor, but Wagner wrote the music for him as low as possible so that the tenor sounds almost like a baritone as part of the disguise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Siegfried, disguised as Gunther, overpowers Brunhilde so he can take her to marry the real Gunther. From Götterdämmerung, The Twilight of the Gods, Part 4 of Wagner's four opera series, The Nibelung's Ring. In that recording, we heard Wolfgang Wingassen, and I think you could hear at the end his tenor voice is much more obvious, as Siegfried and Brunhilde was Birgit Nilsson. Georg Schulte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadel, and I've got my program of operatic characters in disguise. Now, more often than not, disguises result in mistaken identity and hilarious comedy, as in our next example from Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss. Octavian is a young man and the secret lover of Maria Theresa, the Marshalin of Vienna. Well, one morning he had to dress up like a maid to sneak out of her bedroom, but he was seen by Maria Theresa's cousin, the boorish old Baron von Ox. Now, von Ox is supposed to wed the young Sophie in an arranged marriage, but he was attracted to Maria Therese's maid, Octavian in disguise. To teach the Baron a lesson, they've let him think that the maid will meet him for dinner. And in this scene in a tavern, the Baron meets the maid, Octavian, in disguise. Octavian acts like a tipsy peasant girl, coyly adopting a coarse accent and flirting. But gradually, the Baron begins to suspect something is up. To add to the fun, Strauss wrote the part of Octavian for a mezzo-soprano, a woman singing the part of a young man disguised as a woman.
Verliebter beim Zug.
The boorish Baron von Ox is being had during a secret assignation with his cousin's maid, who's actually a young man dressed up in maid's clothing. From Act 3 of Richard Strauss' great comedy, Der Rosenkavalier. And we heard Yvonne Minton Mezzo as Octavian, and Manfred Jungert as the Baron von Ox. Georg Schulte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. It's about 28 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU, and I've got a playlist of operatic disguises. And be sure to stay with me for a Classic Monday and the next in my series on program music. Tonight's topic, The City. That's right here on KGNU at 8 p.m. Well, our next comic disguise is from Rossini's Le Comte Henri, Count Henri. Count Henri is a bit of a bounder. He's attracted to Countess Adele, the wife of his father's friend. And while her husband is away, Henri disguises himself as a nun and is admitted to Adele's castle. There, in the dark, dressed as a nun, he sneaks into her bedroom to try to woo her, but he doesn't know that his page, Isolier, is there and that Isolier warned the Countess. In the dark, Isolier sits in Adele's chair with Adele hidden behind him so she can speak. Well, the young Count Henri takes Isolier's hand, kissing it, thinking it's Adele. And to add to this fun, the young boy, Isolier, is also sung by mezzo-soprano. Turbo.
Dans cette chambre où je ne puis dormir, tout me trouble, tout m'inquiète. Je peur, permettez-moi.
Sur son cœur, où tu se vois.
je sens battre. De crainte, d'espérance, je sens.
The young, rakish Count Ori, disguised as a nun, tries to woo Countess Adele in the dark, but is kissing the young boy Isolier, while Adele hides behind him. From Rossini's comedy, Le Comte Ori, Count Ori. We heard the tenor Juan Diego Flores as Count Ori. Stefania Bonfadelli soprano was Adele, and the mezzo-soprano Marie-Ange Todorovic was Isolier. Jesus Lopez Cobos conducted the Boulogne Community Theater Orchestra. We're coming up on 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a program of operatic characters in disguise. Our next one is going to come from Puccini and his hilarious opera, Johnny Skeeky. Puccini only wrote one comedy, but it's a good one. Johnny Skeeky takes place in 13th century Florence. Skeeky is a well-known and is famous for his wit and brains. He's called upon to help the relatives of the wealthy Boso Donati. Donati has just died and lies in his curtained four-poster bed. The relatives just learned that in his will, he's giving all his wealth to a monastery. Well, the wily Johnny Skeeky has a plan and tells the family to hide the body. He then dresses in Donati's bedclothes and pulls the curtains around the bed to obscure himself. He then has the family summon the notary. He will impersonate Donati and dictate a new will while the family sits quietly around the bed. And he warns them, if they're caught, the penalty for such fraud is having a hand cut off. Well, in the scene we're going to hear, the notary arrives, and Skeeky pretends to be the ailing Donati. He declares the old will null and void, and tells the notary he will dictate a new one. Then, after willing some of Donati's minor belongings to members of the family, Johnny Skeeky proceeds to will all of Donati's money and house to himself. He then pretends to die, and the sad notary gives his condolences and leaves. Thank you.
Messer Amanzio. O Pinellino Calzolaio, grazie. Grazie, Guccio Tintore. Troppo buoni, troppo buono di venirmi a servir da testimoni.
Povero Buoso, io l'ho sempre calzato, vederlo in quello stato vien da piangere.
Il testimone avrei voluto scriverlo con la scrittura mia. Mi rimpedisce la paralisia, perciò voglio un notaio solenne e leale.
Oh, messer Buoso, grazie. Dunque tu soffri di paralisia. Basta, i testi videro, testes videunt. Possiamo incominciare, ma i parenti...
Che restino presenti.
Dunque incomincio. Dai nomini ambo dei nostri Gesù Cristi aveo salutifera incarnazione millesimo, duecentesimo, nonagesimo, nono, indi prima settembris indizione undecima, ego notaro Amanzio di Nicolao, civis Florentiae per voluntate, quosi donati scribo, hoc testamentum.
Annullans, revocans et irritans omne alium testamentum.
Che previdenza!
Che previdenza! Un preambolo! Dimmi i funerali, il più tardi possibile, vivo e ricchi, fastosi, dispendiosi.
No, 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 pochi quattrini, non si spendano più di due fiorini.
Ma che modesto,
lascio ai frati minori e all'opera di santa reparata 5 lire.
Bravo, bravo, bisogna sempre pensare alla beneficenza. Non ti sembra un po' poco?
Chi crepa e lascia molto alle congreghe, ai frati, fa dire a chi rimane, erano quattrini rubati.
Che massime, che mente, saggezza, che lucidezza!
I fiorini incontanti li lascio in parti eguali fra i parenti.
Oh, grazie, zio!
Grazie, congiunto!
Lascio a Simone i beni di Fucecchio, alla zita i poderi di Filice, a Petto i capi di Prato, Annela e da Gerardo i beni deboli,
grazie, grazie,
alla Cesca e da Marco i beni a quintole.
Siamo la casa dei domini.
lascio la mula, quella che costa 300 fiorini, che è la migliore mula di Toscana. Al mio devoto amico
Giarischicchi! Cosa vuoi che gli importi a Gianni Schicchi di quella mula?
Niente buono, Simone, lo so io quel che vuole Gianni Schicchi. Lascio la casa di Firenze al mio caro devoto affezionato amico
Gianni Schicchi. Addio Firenze, addio cielo divino, io ti saluto. Testator la volontà.
E se rammanzio, io lascio a chi mi pare, o in menti un testamento e sarà quello. Se gridano, sto calmo e canterello.
Ma che uomo, che uomo!
E i mulini di Sinia.
I mulini di Sinia!
I mulini di Sinia!
Addio Firenze!
Li lascio al caro.
Addio cielo divino!
Affezionato amico Gianni Schicchi!
Ah! E ti saluto con questo moncherino!
La 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 la! Ecco fatto! Vostra borsa date 20 fiorini ai testimoni,
ah?
E 100 al notaio.
Messer Buoso, grazie.
Niente saluti. Andate, andate. Siamo forti.
Che uomo, che uomo, che uomo, che perdita, che peccato, che perdita. Coraggio, coraggio.
The wily Gianni Schicchi impersonates Buoso Donati, dictating a new will that bequeaths Donati's fortune all to himself. We heard the great José Van Damme as Gianni Schicchi. He adopted the voice of an old, frail Donati, but when he would will something to himself, you could hear him assume his own voice there. And Enrico Fessore was the notary. Antonio Pappano conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. Well, I'm going to conclude my program of disguise with the music of Carl Nielsen and his opera Masquerade. The wealthy burgher Geronimus has agreed to have his son Leander marry Leonora, the daughter of the wealthy Leonard. The two young people have never met, but then Geronimus learns that Leander fell in love with a young woman at a masquerade ball. And Leander intends to go to another ball tonight. Well, Geronimus forbids it. Leander should go instead to Leonard and ask for Leonora's hand in marriage. Well, the angry Leander refuses and decides to sneak out and go to the ball anyways. In this final scene from the opera, with everyone wearing costumes, the two families are intent on preventing Leander from meeting that young girl again. But the two young people recognize each other's costumes and they meet anyways. And when they take off their masks to kiss, to everyone's surprise, the girl is Leonora.
Herrliche Hilzebrüssen schlägt.
Mein Hjerte, Vater.
Ja, ja, ich skal der Gefall, oh ja. Ja, ich kunne smal, oh ja. Ja, ich skal, ja, ich skal.
Hva nu? Min ko, jeg dør.
Han dør af latter.
Han jøsses dog, han dratter.
Og mål, senior,
med svigersøn og datter.
Min husbund går fra snøvsen.
Bliv lidt, den frøken der, lad se. Jeg ånder atter, er altså den, du traf i går på maskeraden.
Viva Peronius!
Den var der!
Slut med pausen, spil op kevausen.
Jeg klapper os ud og piber os ud, alt som det nu kan falde. I fald vores vild, trods frost og slud, trods skyens brud og tågens brud, og pynden misses nævetud, har bragt din sjæl et sommerbud. Dit bifald vi på kalde, men har vores spil ej slettet ud. En rynke på din pande, vi synger dog og tralle. Vort falde, ralle, ralle, ralle.
Leander and Leonora, having never met, were betrothed by their parents. Leander fell in love with a young girl at a masquerade ball. And when they removed their masks to kiss, it turns out the girl is Leonora. From Masquerade, the opera by Danish composer Carl Nielsen, we heard Ib Hansen, Gert Bastian, Tony Landi, and Edith Bordersen, with John Franzen conducting the Danish National Symphony Orchestra and chorus. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for joining me for tonight's Opera Box program of Disguises. Stay tuned for a Classic Monday.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems, proudly serving the Boulder-Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
We'll be right back.
Well, good evening, and welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and I want to tell you a story. Actually, I want to play you some stories. Tonight, I'm continuing with the 24th in my series of programs of classical music illustrating some kind of unspoken narrative, stories, nature, and places. And tonight's are all inspired by city life, like Voice of the City by the American composer George MacKay. And I've got music of Ferdy Griffey, Rafe Vaughan Williams, Claude Debussy, Aaron Copland, and more. So grab your imagination and join me for a night in the city. Voice of the City, music by the American composer George MacKay, inspired by his hometown of Seattle as part of his harbor narrative. And we heard John McLaughlin Williams conduct the Ukraine National Symphony Orchestra. Well, it's 5 minutes after eight, and you're listening to A Classic Monday at KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell.